And now it's time for more of Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. This portion of the show is sponsored in part by Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup. Rancho Leonero, where your wildest Baja dreams come true. Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best, Shimano. Here we go. Another great hour of Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. Here's Pete Gray, Rock God Rick Mexa, and Corey Sandin.
Welcome back. Hour number two, Let's Talk Hookup, coming your way here this morning. As we said, Pete Gray out of the studio today up at Whalers Cove, having a great time getting started. Today should be their first day of fishing up at Whalers, and really excited to hear from him next week on how that great time goes. It looks like they got a pretty good piece of weather, and, man, the fishing up in southeast Alaska has been great, and we're really wishing all those guys well. But Corey and myself in the studio hanging out with our good buddy Robbie Gant from AFCO today. Lots of great info going on, lots of great fishing as we're hearing from the Catch Report. Today has just been a great show, and we got another full hour to keep talking about it.
So much fun, Rick, and we're giving away, you know, the first hour we're talking a lot about all the lures and all the new stuff, and we're giving away this cool lure package to one lucky caller or one lucky texter today. And we've had the lines completely full the whole time, Rick. One open line right now, and it's all yours. The number 213-432-1090. That's yours right now. Give us a call, or you can text us via the app. Got something cool that you want to add to the show? More than happy to have.
That's it. Yeah, you got it, man. Going to be a great time. And, you know, we touched on it just a little bit yesterday, but I really wanted to take a real quick sec to talk about what a fantastic Let's Talk Hookup trip we had up to Kingfisher Charters in Sitka, Alaska last week. It was our, gosh, I think we're up to 25th annual,
wow.
You know, 25 years in a row,
wow,
of going to such a great spot. And, you know, you don't do something at a place that many years in a row without it being at the level that Kingfisher does. And those guys are just awesome. It was such a great trip. We had a lot of fun Let's Talk Hookup listeners that came up and enjoyed the trip with us. Fantastic weather, and the service that those guys provide is just second to none, man. It was just awesome. It's such a well-run team that they have up there. And, you know, in 25 years, for them, you know, however many years in business, 30 plus years in business, you just learn to do things so the right way. And they just do from the second you get to the airport, from, you know, guys taking care of your luggage and your gear to getting you to the boats, and amazing food and first class accommodations, and the boats were great, and their fish processing is awesome. And we just had really good fishing this year. There was really good king salmon. I wouldn't say that we had any standout giant ones. You know, the kings were all in, like, the teen size of fish, you know, 13, 14, 15. Our big fish was 20. Dallas, my wife went on the trip with us, and she had the big fish of our trip, about a 20-pounder. And but the lingcod fishing that we had this year was the best I've ever seen. And our boat captain, who's, you know, fished with the same guy for 23 years now, he said he even thinks it might have been the single best day of lingcod fishing in his career up there.
Wow.
Just stacked unbelievably. It was truly wide open lingcod fishing with, you know, little Corrado and Tranks 200 sized reels, small bass rods, 5-inch MC swim baits. You know, Brandon from the tackle store went up with us, and same deal, was fishing. We were fishing your Viejos.
Great.
and a 1-ounce lead head, an ounce and a half lead heads, as good a fishing as you could ever imagine. You know, a legal ling on every cast. Fish from 5 pounds to about 50 pounds in shallow water.
Crazy,
and,
Rick.
Hitchhikers and all, like, it was crazy.
You mentioned all this, and you're getting them on a 200 size,
yeah,
Tranks.
Or a 150, like a 150 Kronark we were fishing with 30 pound Power Pro and a bass, like, it was spotty tackle. You know, like, we were joking, like, I can't believe we're catching all these big fish on calico bass gear, and we all laughed, like, we don't even fish calico bass gear this light. You know, it was truly freshwater sized gear. Simon has on his boat, on the boat we were fishing on, the Mackay, has it for fishing like black rockfish and things like that. You know, shallow water, cast a lead head, and you know, it just makes all that rock cod fishing so much fun. And we were fish after fish. We had 30 and 40 pound lings. We're like,
crazy,
oh, this rod's going to fold in half. It was really fun. A great trip and some good halibut to go along with it. And Doug Kern and his buddy Ford were up on the trip with us. And same deal. Those guys, they had one day where every guy on their boat had a halibut over 100 pounds, with the big fish being about a 130, 140. It was just awesome. A really, really fun trip at a great time of year. And man, a big thanks to the guys at Kingfisher for making it so well. And we've already got the date secured for next year. Same deal. We're going to be leaving on the Father's Day Sunday for a week. And if you haven't done a trip, I think it's the best fishing experience in Sitka and the southeast there at Kingfisher. It's just awesome.
Rick, when I hear you lathered up about it, hear Brandon lathered up about it, I hear Doug Kern lathered up, all in different angles with the same conversation, how do you not sign up?
It's so good. Yeah, it's a really, really cool one. If Alaska's on your bucket list of trips to do, you owe yourself to do it. It's a really, really fun one.
Sounds like a lot of fun.
Yeah.
I had a piece of that salmon last night, and I'll tell you what.
It's so good.
It does not get any better.
I enjoy eating fish. We definitely eat fish, but it's not a huge thing for me, and it's rare that I get super excited about something to eat. And every day, or every trip, we take one day and we go fish black cod, the sable fish, you know, real deep water fish. And we did that, and we got a limit of black cod. It's my most favorite thing that exists up there. And same deal, we had that last night. It's so good.
Oh,
yeah,
man.
Dig it. And well, hey, well, we got a packed set of phones. We got a bunch of texts coming through. I wanted to read this text. It says, good morning, guys. I absolutely love my APCO tactical fishing shorts. In fact, all of your products perform way above my expectations. I'm sure the lures are going to be durable and built as well. Can you explain what hardware comes on your lure? You guys were talking about not needing to change hooks. Also, are they going to be available in most tackle stores? That's from Sean in Blossom Valley of San Diego.
Yeah, Sean, we put a lot of emphasis on the hardware. So it's all 4X strong hooks and then 4X split rings. So there is no more changing out the hardware on these baits. So right out of the package, it'll basically handle anything that the ocean can throw at you. So all good there. As far as tackle stores go, you can get them right here at Fisherman's Landing. Most tackle shops are starting to bring them in. And if your local tackle shop doesn't, do me a favor and tell them he needs to bring them in.
There it is.
Totally. Yeah. Solid.
And that sounds so simple, right? But when you go to change hooks out on a lure like that, I mean, that's, what, $3 to $5 already that you're spending on just hook replacements, right?
Yeah, and you can't just buy a treble hook.
Right.
It
right. Well, that's what I'm
saying. It's like $20 bucks, and
yep.
then you got to buy a pack of split rings, and that's another $5. So you're $25 deep. Into a couple hooks and some split rings.
Got to have a good pair of pliers to do them with, too. You're another $20 in.
Yep. So then right out of the box.
You don't need to touch it.
No.
We're critical about that at our store. Like, we are absolutely critical about it. And we change hooks on a lot of things. I'm telling you, these just don't need it. I mean, they really don't. They're really, really good. You guys did a great job. And the price point is about the same with every other lure that's in that lineup without the price. You know what I mean? Like, most of them, they are right in line with price with all the other competing, dart style lures are out there, but it already has the good hardware on it. So, I mean, it's about the same or a dollar more, but that's before you have to then go spend another, like you said, $20 to make that lure right.
You know,
these ones are right out of the package.
You know what comes to mind? In 1 week, we're going to Cedros. It already sounds like the perfect, for that non-kelpy area where you can actually get a lure, in the 20 feet of water without the kelp and maybe yellow, maybe calico.
Well, let me read this next text because it borders on exactly that. And there is a lure that is going to be just right to answer both of those. And it came from Rich, our good buddy from Rich in Long Beach. He says, good morning, Rick, Corey, and Robbie. My question is for Robbie. What new lure will be most appropriate from calicos? I'm taking it to Cedros on my trip. And that's from Rich in Long Beach. And you guys have kind of a unique design. Like, I don't want to call it a surface iron because it's not that. I don't want to call it a minnow style jerkbait because it's not that. But I think we'll be an absolute calico killer for Cedros. And maybe you could give us the rundown on that.
Yeah, that's the swimmer. It's a subsurface basically swim bait. It's got a killer darting side to side action. It's got a the 4X strong, we put a treble hook on the back of it. Obviously, it's not going to bend out, but, you can throw it out, over, if the kelp's laying down, obviously it'll swim over the top. Having that third hook, you can obviously snag the kelp a little bit, but that bait, and it's got two sizes. I believe it's a 115 millimeter and 150 millimeter. That bigger bait obviously is going to be your big fish, you know, only type bait. If you want to catch a ton, that smaller one just gets bit. And it's super simple. You literally throw it out and you turn the handle.
And it's got a darting action.
And it's got this killer side-to-side darting action. And calico bass, yellows, Rick, just eat it.
I shouldn't say it, but I'm going to anyways. It's reminiscent of waxwing. Definitely different, you know, different shape, different style, but that style. Really good swimmer in a different shape, in a different style, but that sort of application, dude, it is going to crush at a Cedros, at a calico type thing.
You've got my attention. Seriously, I mean, you can't see me on the radio, but I'm fired up. So do you have them at the landing?
We have swimmers or not in there.
I was going to go down and get one.
But what's so cool about it is you can present either a medium size, get a ton of bite lures, or a big fish lure that you can still comfortably fish on your bass tackle. You know, you don't need to necessarily switch out to 40 pound and a 90 J to be able to present, a lure that gets bites like a surface iron. You can still fish that on, your appropriate size calico bass gear.
If I'm winding that and I stop it, is it sinking or is it suspending or slow sink?
It's a slow sink.
Slow sink.
Slow sink. But you can wind it, you can wind it slow. And then you can actually wind it fat. You can wind it at a bunch of different cadences, and it swims at almost any turn of the handle. But they just get fired up.
Yeah.
Like Matt Florentino, right, which is an unbelievable, and his dad, just unbelievable calico bass guys. But Matt has just fallen in love with the 150, the big swimmer. It's just his go-to bait, and every time he goes out, he comes back in and talks.
Get another picture of another big one.
Exactly, yeah.
That's awesome. Yeah, it's Corey. It'll be right up your alley. But a Cedros thing, that's one to find for sure.
I might know a guy to get you some before your trip.
I like it, man.
Well, let's jump back into the phones, Corey. They're packed up.
Oh, man. I hope they're in a lather like I am. Let's talk to Carl. Carl calling from Escondido. Appreciate you joining us, Carl.
What's up, Carl?
Yeah, one of my questions was answered. You already have them in store. But I missed what are the names of them again, because I got on a little late of the new lures.
Well, there's a bunch of different ones. Did you have anything in particular? The dart style jig, Robbie, was the crossbreed.
Crossbreed. The one made out of ABS is called hybrid. We have digger, which is like the rattle trap bait. We have one that's called jerk bait, which is just a jerk bait. And then we have swimmer.
And the swimmer was one we were just talking about.
Yes. So those are the five baits.
Carl, appreciate the phone call very much. Why don't we jump right back in, Corey?
All right, how about Gus, the one and only Gus from Burbank. Good morning, Gus.
What's up, Gus?
Yo, Rick. Yo, Robbie. Yo, Corey. Yo, everybody.
Yo, Gus. Good morning.
Good morning. I just wanted to say how much I really enjoy having my AFCO, I don't know the name of it, the sweatshirt with the hood and the
Reaper
front. It's like a, yeah. That is a I wore that thing all winter long here in the valley in Burbank. It was so cold. I wore it just about every day. I wore it in Queen Charlotte Safaris, and between that and my AFCO rain gear, man, I was smiling all the time. I was
it's
never
stuff,
cold or wet.
That sweatshirt, it's not just a winter. That Reaper sweatshirt goes with me everywhere.
It's probably the best technical piece of gear you guys have come out with, and that's really saying something. That's on a list of hundreds of home runs, and that Reaper is just awesome.
Yeah, because even here in the summertime when you go offshore, it's cold.
Today, if you're in the tower driving around glassing somewhere, it's chilly, and it's crazy wind resistant. It's really water resistant in terms of like that crummy marine layer that we deal with all the time when it's kind of foggy, and that your regular cottony sweatshirt is all of a sudden it's wet, and even though it wasn't raining, it's still wet. Like that thing repels all that water. It's got the face front built into it, but it's not in your way when you don't want it. It's just, you guys nailed it.
Yep, by far my favorite.
Yeah. And now available in a jacket also now, I believe, right?
Yes. Yeah. Yep.
I know. I'm not as good with the clothing as I should be, but I know that I love that thing. And I'll give you one too. You were talking about how much you love their rain gear. In Alaska, we both, Brandon and I, have a set of that Barricade Elite bib and jacket. Dude,
yes.
That's it.
Yes.
That's
game over.
They're so nice.
But I want to go the other way, right? So I've got I don't know what it's called, but it's the lightweight rain gear, super lightweight
Transformer.
Okay. Mm-hmm. 90-degree weather, El Salto,
right.
Stormy, rainy. You don't want to sweat your rear off, but it works to keep you dry for that, 10-minute downpour, and then you take it off,
And you're right. So
it's wearable.
So much of Southern California and us needing waterproof gear is less insulation. We're not often trying to keep warm. We're trying to keep dry. If I need to be warm, I'll just have a sweatshirt on underneath. But running home in the skiff and spray, I just want a light jacket to be able to throw on.
There it is.
That's cool. Transformer on it. Hey, let's jump back in. Great text came through. This one was from Gary from Lawndale. Says, hey, thanks for a big thank you to Robbie and AFTCO for everything that you do for CCA and also all the other fishing related organizations. I was recently fishing bottom fish as deep as 750 feet. At the end of the day, I had several line cuts on my thumb. I'm wondering if AFTCO has any type of gloves or protective gear that might help me from Spectra cuts.
Yeah, I really like it's our glove called Jig Pro. It's a full finger glove. It was designed by Benny Ortiz, who's probably one of the best jigging guys in the country, or maybe even the world. But yeah, that's got the protection on your fingers. It's going to keep all the line cuts. It's got great dexterity, so you can still feel. Still tying knots with any gloves is still difficult to do. But as far as your fishing applications go, whether it be a conventional or a spinning, the Jig Pro glove would be the way to go.
Okay.
I have to say, 15 years ago, I never thought I'd be wearing gloves. I never thought I could ever wear a long sleeve shirt. I mean, I don't like to be comfortable. I don't like that covering. I never thought I'd be wearing the AFTCO style hat.
Right.
I mean, all of it, right? The gloves, the shirts. They're so, for a guy that thinks, or a lady that thinks they may be too hot or it might be too much for them, they're so. There's some protective, but they're also breathable. When they get wet, they're dry instantly. It's actually, I keep bringing up El Salto because it's 90 plus degrees and 90% humidity, and it's horrid, right? But you're feeling too warm, you get yourself a little wet, and actually cools you down. You feel like you just entered an air conditioner.
Right.
You
yeah.
know? They're functional. I don't know how to say it. It's just something I never thought I could do, but now it's a part of my life.
It's hard for a guy to make the switch from wearing a regular cotton T-shirt that short sleeves to look at a long sleeve shirt and think that you're going to be more cool while you're fishing that. But boy, once you do, it's a no brainer. You get the added sun protection factor, and you do stay more cool in that textile shirt than you do in your regular cotton T-shirt.
100%. That's why I bring it up.
That's it. No doubt. Well, hey, let's jump back into the phones, Corey.
How about Chuck? Chuck Conn from Dana Point. Good morning, Chuck.
Hey, you guys. Great show. I couldn't believe Bob Cook and them guys weren't. Can you hear me?
Yeah, loud and clear, buddy.
Okay. Yeah, Bob Cook last weekend, such a nice guy. And they don't use the wire back there. It'll take one guy to get a dollar or two more out of a 500-pound fish. Yeah, it's going to pay for itself because he said he cooled the fish down behind the boat. So ideally it comes on live, and that would be the first thing he could do. And, man, that'd really get their quality up, I think. And I've been using AFTCO since.
Bob Cook had a great way of laying it out the way they do it, but you're also talking 300 to 400 pound, 200 to 400 pound fish that they leader and hook, and they keep on line literally just a couple feet behind the boat and drag them behind the boat to resuscitate, bring air into them, get the lactic acid cooled down. You know what? When you're talking SoCal style, to be able to get them on and use a circuit breaker and spike them and do that kind of thing, it's an equal way of doing it. I mean, any route you take, it's a respect for the harvest and getting them on ice and taking care of them.
Yeah, no doubt.
Yeah.
Hey, good phone call very much. Thanks a lot for that. Hey, a great text came through. Good morning, gentlemen. Love the show. Robbie, can you explain to somebody how we can find a little bit more about APCO's rod building components, what's available, where they use? And he goes, I still think that you guys made the best of all-time rod finishes in that APCO. Thanks for everything you guys do. And that's from Simon, who I believe was from Taipan Rods.
Yeah, you can go just to our website. It's got everything there. It's got all the different components, colors, different guide types, our unibuts, store butts, all that stuff. The APCO, I don't know what happened there. I want to say it was, like, not compliant anymore.
Probably, like, one of the chemicals that made it so killer, California decided you're not allowed to have that anymore?
Because that was dropped way before my time at APCO, so I don't know the whole story there, but I believe it, something like that. But, yeah, you can go to, you know, APCO, APCO.com, and there's actually a great website that's one of our dealers in Florida. It's Mudhole, and they've got everything in the world when it comes to, like, custom rod parts and blanks and just all that stuff, and it keeps a great supply of, you know, not just APCO, but anything you need to do, you know, for building your own rod.
Yeah. It's been fun seeing the resurgence of Unibut and all the Unibut-related products with APCO. You know, when I first started working in the tackle store, Unibut just didn't have the popularity that it did. You know, we would build a little bit of stuff, obviously, for, you know, it's the single most popular thing for heavy chair tackle. But we didn't do a ton of that, you know, a little bit of Cabo Blue Marlin stuff in tournaments. But then seeing the transition into this big bluefin, guys utilizing the gunnels for, you know, catching fish, and then swordfish fishing, and all the different applications that started to happen. And now seeing all of the charter boats that have sprung up from guys that are trolling Mad Max and things like that, and you know, both rods living in the rod holder and then having charter customers, basically rods now failing because they don't come out of the rod holder, and they're grinding through the hypalon and then through the blank and then watching the butt sections fail on rods, and seeing all of the unibuts being utilized now for strength in rods again. It's been a very fun resurgence of a product here that always had its place, but it wasn't in the everyday trolling rod. And now all the time we see APCO unibuts and store butts, both in straight and in curved configurations, going out every day.
Yeah, no, it's been great. I mean, just got blessed with big fish on our coast, right? That's all we needed. But yeah, I mean, it's fairly simple. It's built to last. And you know, when you're gunnel fishing, you know, a 200 plus pound tuna or a big swordfish, you can imagine the amount of load that's being put onto that, you know, onto that butt section. And most guys these days, they don't pull the rod out of the rod holder. They just keep it in there.
Yeah.
Just for, you know, ease. And it's just the way it's done. So if you don't have a, you know, a unibut on there, you know, you're kind of playing with fire there. You know, if it breaks, it'll break at the bend, right, basically where the gunnel lines up with,
right,
you know, with the butt. That snaps off. If you don't have a safety strap,
it's gone.
Well, there goes your 50 wide. There goes your, you know, awesome, you know, custom rod and the fish.
The big fish you've been waiting for and flying kites for and all those things to make happen. We have been doing a lot of retrofit on rods with unibuts also. You know, guys that have their rod and the hypalon's worn through and the blank has become compromised and it hasn't gone yet. And, you know, we do a lot of, which, and I'm sure, and I don't just mean that Fisherman Signing, I'm sure a lot of tackle stores all do the same, and it's a thing that you could get done. But, you know, we do a lot of, you know, retrofitting a rod for a unibut, cutting the reel seat off, inserting a ferrule and switching from a traditional, you know, reel seat and hypalon butt section to an aluminum unibut. It's definitely something that can be done to a rod that you already have in the garage.
Yeah, it's a very simple process. Any tackle shop that does any sort of rod building can do it. It's so you can turn that rod that's been collecting dust in the corner of your garage for years, and you can, you know, make it back as part of your arsenal.
Totally. Yeah, you need to make a swordfish bent butt rod, but you have a straight stand-up tuna rod, it's for sure retrofittable.
That's very interesting.
Yeah, totally.
I didn't know any of that. Kind of cool. Nice to learn.
Yeah, let's jump back to the phones, Corey.
Let's do it. How about John? John Cole from Escondido. Good morning. Appreciate you joining us this morning, John.
What's up, John?
Hey, good morning, gentlemen. I just came back from an 8-day on the Royal Flares. Had a great time. Didn't get any tuna, but they were, you know, just being tuna. But a couple questions. One for, you know, well, I've got, they're all for Robbie, I guess, but one CCA question and one AFCO question. My CCA question is, I've enjoyed over the last few years going out on the, it's not the tuna challenge, but, you know, you've got three or four boats going out and we kind of compete and we have to stay in American waters. And I didn't see that this year. And then, my other with AFCO, I enjoy all your gear. I've got the heavy bibs that, and I wear your stuff religiously because it's just, nice to stay dry in the boat, whatever the temperature is. And then I've got the lightweight. The heavy gear has the, your shoulder straps that are just, they're built in. There's no straps. They're just, and those are really nice. But I got the lightweight gear that have the suspenders, right? And those are kind of getting stretched out. Is there a way I can send it back in to get those, new ones put on, or is there a way that, to fix that?
Yeah, let me start off with the first one. It was the tournaments. Yeah, we tried to do that as part of a fundraiser. You know, obviously we're always trying to generate revenue so we can, you know, fight the good fight and keep our fishery alive. But with trying to coordinate multiple boats out of multiple landings became somewhat of a nightmare. Every year that we've been doing it, and I'm not really that much of a part of it, but Chris, who runs the, you know, CCCA, or was in charge of that, like this last year, I believe, you know, the trip was about to leave and the boat broke.
It was the CCA Charter Challenge?
The Charter Challenge. And you know, so there's just all these things that kind of came into play to where we want to make sure everything goes out, it's flawless, right? CCA cannot have a bad name to it. So everything that we do has got to be top notch. And especially something like one of those tournaments where, you know, there's so many moving parts. And year over year, we've had to put out, or Chris has had to put out fires. And so we just decided, you know what, it's just not worth it.
It was probably more hassle than what it was worth in the end, you know, and unhappy people on the boat, too.
Yeah.
Good idea, just didn't work out.
Yeah, no, great idea. And it's just one of those things, right? Yeah. It's just too difficult to pull off, too many moving parts. And you want to make sure that your customers are going out to have a great time. And, you know, we want to continue everybody to love CCA. We just can't have anything bad said about, you know, I went on this trip. And
yeah, totally.
So anyways, that's kind of what happened there. But, yeah, and as far as your bibs go, yeah, I would just get on the phone and just call our customer service department over there, and they'll probably take care of you, no problem.
I was going to say the same thing, like with how good all of your front of house stuff is, customer service with AFCO is just, it's the single greatest. They're so easy. The phone rings, you talk to a person, not a machine. It's all, it can handle that for you, no problem. Let's do this. Whether you get sent to the dealer to take something at a dealer level or directly through you guys, you're just awesome. You know, love it. From a tackle shop standpoint, it's the easiest phone call to make because everything just gets handled.
Yeah, and that's just Bill Shedd's philosophy. Just let's just make sure everybody's happy and take care of them. And
seems so simple, right? I mean, isn't that the way it should be?
Yeah.
Right. John, good phone call, buddy. Thanks a lot for that. Another good text. Hey, great show, guys. Love Gundy's Fish Report. I have a quick question. I'd like to get a pair of those new AFCO boots we're talking about. I live in Orange County, kind of near John Wayne. Are there any tackle stores that are carrying them yet? That's from Paul Zachs. He also said, P.S., I'm signed up for Bill Varney's fishing seminar, and I leave tomorrow to go steelhead fishing in Washington.
How cool is that?
A lot of stuff going on, Paul.
Well, as far as like getting them, our first batch that came in, we kind of thought they were going to last a while, and we got them in and we sold them out. They're gone.
They're gone.
You'd have to just call us at tackle shops. Most tackle stores bought them and brought them in. It's just whether or not they have your size. I don't know off the top of my head when our next batch is coming in. But if you really wanted to know, again, you can call our fantastic customer service department, and they'll kind of give you an ETA on when they'll be available.
In his zone, would you think like a longfin or where up in Orange County?
Yeah, longfin. I think Ketchum brought them in. I believe Hogan's also brought them in there in Dana Point. Most
a couple
of the
good shots.
Yeah.
Perfect. Right on, Paul. I hope. Pardon me. I hope we track down a pair, because like I said, I was really stoked with them. I think they did a really nice, I think you guys did a really, really nice job.
Super cool. Well, we're going to be right back. More from Robbie Gant. All this cool stuff we're talking about from AFCO. You're listening to Southern California Sport Fishing Voice. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio.
Rock Todd Rick here to tell you about Parker Boats and the guys at West Coast Marine. By now, you all know my boat partner and I bought a new 25 Parker Center console from Truett West Coast Marine in Costa Mesa. We've known for a long time that a Parker was the boat for us. It's a stout workhorse of a boat built to last and get you home when the seas get rough. Parker Boats at the launch ramp, the offshore tuna grounds. You wake up in the morning on an overnight trip and there they are. Parker Boats of all sizes, fishing in the same areas as the sporties. There's a good reason for it, fishability and seaworthiness. West Coast Marine has several new Parkers in stock and ready for delivery, and they have more on the way. Don't get caught without a reliable boat when fishing is this good. Take it from me, if you're ready for a new Parker at a fair, upfront, and honest deal, you need to see West Coast Marine. Check out the inventory and information at westcoastmarine.com.
This is Captain Art Taylor from Searcher Sport Fishing. Your hook is one of the most important links to catching fish. And at Searcher Sport Fishing, we use and recommend Gamagatsu hooks. The Gamagatsu Nautilus hook is best for tuna. And now with a variety of sizes all the way down to size 4, Gamagatsu hooks are the ones to use. It's important to be prepared with the right tackle when you come aboard Searcher, so that should include Gamagatsu hooks.
This is Captain Tim Ekstrom from the long-range vessel Royal Star. With my partners Randy Toussaint and Brian Sims, we have set the bar for the long-range fishing experience. Spring 8-day, summer 5-day, or a fly-down, fly-back 11-day winter trip, we deliver the highest quality long-range voyage you will find. From our premium RSW fish storage to our top-of-the-line chefs and crew, Royal Star distinguishes itself from all others. Want to grab a spot on the Royal Star? Check us out at RoyalStarSportFishing.com or call Tracy at 619-224-4764.
There's nothing more peaceful than fishing. Just me, my pole, and some bait. Oh, and my life jacket, of course. I like fish, but I don't want to end up at the bottom of the water with them. Save the ones you love. A message from California State Parks Division of Boating and Waterways.
All right, welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Man, we were just at break here talking about the cyclofluorocarbon, man, from APCO and Robbie. That's some pretty cool stuff, too. I mean, it's so crazy because we were actually talking rod components, which was one of the first initial things that APCO had, right? But, I mean, all this tech, you know, all the clothing and all the lures and cyclofluorocarbon and just, but it all started with rod components.
Well, the roller guide.
Yeah.
Was a roller guide or a unibut the first thing? I know that I've heard the story a bunch of times, and I'm bummed that I don't recall. But was the roller guide or the unibut the first product?
I think it was the roller guide.
I think so, too.
Isn't that crazy?
And then the unibut was something that was, you know, to fix a problem that was happening with, you know, traditional wood butts that was around. Yeah. Like, it was the fix to a big game problem, and then kind of cemented the company as we go, and high-end components and guides and butts and then now look at it.
Yeah, you know? Huge.
I think one of the coolest things that APCO did was bringing Robbie on board yourself and having just that mindset of what goes on within the industry and what to bring in and like all this cool, all the lure stuff we're talking about is your mind.
Yeah, that was, you know, it's building lures is tough because you want to chase the market as it stands today. But I didn't want to build a bunch of giant bluefin tuna lures, and all of a sudden the bluefin tuna fishery goes away. So all the lures that we currently have on the market now are they'll last forever.
Yeah. They're functional and really in my mind in like every branch from the inshore,
correct,
offshore.
Yeah, and not single species, right? They catch multiple species and multiple times of the year, so it's just a good, well-rounded lure versus, you know. You go out and we can make a 600 gram jig or what have you, you know, but if that tuna goes away, I've got a pile of, you know, 2 pound lead weights.
So we're not going to see a kite APCO flying fish anytime soon?
No.
Okay,
no.
Got that fly. Well, hey, speaking of a guy that's catching a lot of bluefins, and that's our Captain Mike Richard from the Tribute calling us this morning. Morning, Mike.
Hey, morning, guys. How's it going?
We're doing great. Anxious to hear what's going on the water. How's the Tribute?
You know what? Fishing's good. Fishing's been really good. And I know there's a little bit of breeze on the water yesterday. Captain Frank ran the boat, had very good fishing. I know we had a couple guys ask why we were going out, if it was going to be that choppy. It wasn't. It was a little bit of breeze, and I know you guys watch and follow the weather. And there was no swell with it, and we got our trip in with 54 bluefin, a handful of yellowtail, and a yellowfin. So
that's
starting
great.
To see all the yellowfins start showing up, and, I mean, just it's still the same thing. There's we weren't among the fortunate ones on Friday night to really get a good hit. But we did last night. We had a stop for 37. So there are 54 bluefin for 32 guys. Like, just shy of limits. And, you know, obviously with the fishing that we've had and, you know, that grade of fish, mostly 50 to 80 pounders, you're going through a lot of them. So it was really good. Really, really good fishing.
Man, that's fantastic news. You know, we haven't had a lot of reports throughout the weekend, like you said, because there was some breeze. And glad to hear that the fish bit right through it. What was the... Anything different still on the knife jigs? Any particular size or anything
still,
like that our guys need to know coming out with you?
No, it's still the same setup. And it's funny because I was just thinking about, you know, trying to invent a bluefin jig that didn't go out of style. How about that torpedo weight?
Yeah, when's the 16-ounce AFCO torpedo sinker coming?
I'm actually working on that.
Yeah, that thing, one way or another, will never be out of style. It doesn't matter what we're fishing.
Yep, you're right about that, buddy. Mike, that's fantastic news.
Very good hit.
What was the grade of the fish?
50 to 80 pounds has been the majority. There's been some smaller ones. Starting to see some of that yellowfin mix in. Some yellowtail on kelps as well. And, you know, it's funny, and it's something I've had to explain to my crew here lately. They're like, man, you know, like, are we going to have any time off? I go, dude, it's June. Like, it's, you know, we're in June. Like, we're stoked to be running. We've been very, very fortunate with weather for the month of June. Very fortunate. You guys know how that can go. I mean, there's a little bit of breeze. We just scratched tonight's trip. We'll be back out Tuesday night. It's just, you know, a little hiccup. But our weather and our fishing for June has been phenomenal.
That's so great. Well, we were due with all the wind we had early, and glad to hear that there's biting fish and the tribute's back on. I'm like, when does the boat go next, and do we have any opportunity to jump on with you?
Yep, Tuesday night, the trip's a for sure go. I think we only have a dozen people or so right now. Thursday night, our one-day trip last week, we were, I think I talked to you guys after that, just about one around. We had 31 bluefin on our one-day trip, and you see some of these one-day counts starting to get in on it. You can get out, you know, somebody had asked, do we still have a chance to fish nighttime bluefin on these one-day trips? And for sure. All right, we changed our departure time. The majority of our departures are 6 to 7 p.m. You know, if there's a trip getting in before that, it might be later. But you do have a really good chance to get several hours of good nighttime fishing in on these things, even on our overnights.
That's awesome. Man, that's great. Well, glad to hear it, Mike. If somebody does want to jump on one of those spots, get in on the action, how do we do it at C4?
Tuesday night and Thursday night, both of them are go. 619-224-3383. Tributes for fishing.com, seaforthlanding.com, and we'll have some more pictures up here shortly from this last one.
Awesome. Well, great info. Appreciate that as always. And we'll look forward to hearing from you next week. You guys keep on and keep us in the loop, Mike.
All right. Thanks.
Hey, appreciate the phone call and really appreciate the report. Glad to hear you guys had some great fish. And I want to remind you, this portion of the show sponsored in part by the Fish Pros at Fisherman's Processing in San Diego. Get the best processing for your fish when your trip returns. Plus, with Fish Pros the Market, you can purchase their famous spices, rubs, and their pokey kit. Stop by their location in Old Town on Taylor Street or order online at fishermansprocessing.com. And be sure to make those reservations by texting them at 619-255-3128. Corey, let's jump back into those jam-packed phones.
Let's do it, Rick. How about Jim? Jim Cohn from National City. Good morning, Jim.
Hi, Jim.
Hey, good morning, Rick, Robbie, and Corey. Yeah, you know, we talked about it a couple of times today, ABCO and its affiliation with CCA. And rather than talk about all their great gears, their sandals, their shorts, their jigs, their knives, their rod products, I think it's been touched on a couple of times today. I want to talk about their affiliation with CCA because the importance of CCA, we all know it, that we're being attacked by these environmentalists, and it's just so important that ABCO and your other sponsors on Let's Talk Hookup are so online with the CCA. But anyway, it's been mentioned a couple of times today, and I thought I would just kind of touch on it because I've been in this game a long time, and, you know, we're definitely being attacked, I think, by the environmentalists, and we really appreciate AVCO and all your other sponsors on Let's Talk Hookup for what they do for CCA. Okay, guys, thank you.
Thanks, Jim.
Yeah, that's it's Bill Shen.
Yeah,
the passion that man has for our fishery is unbelievable, and my passion for the fishery is big, but his is like a whole new level. And plus, the guy's just brilliant. He's got the right head on his shoulders. He knows, you know, how to, you know, go to war with these folks, and he knows how to win. And it's just something that's been, you know, passed down from, you know, his dad into Bill, and, you know, Bill down into the kids. And it's just that family history of, you know, supporting the fishery and just making sure that what we enjoy today, people will be able to enjoy down the road. And he's just truly stepped up and done an amazing job. And he's the chairman for CCA, who kind of oversees everything. But yeah, it's the only organization in California that really fights for your rights here, and you know, to make sure that we have a fishery and that we have a seat in Sacramento. So when all these little bills get passed or get pushed through, we have eyeballs.
Or try to get pushed through.
Right. There's so many things to where it might say, you know, X, Y, and Z, but hidden deep into the document is something about, you know, a wind farm or something. And you, if you don't catch that, all of a sudden it gets pushed through, and then you've lost. And so, but.
And those guys love attacking the low-hanging fruit that doesn't have a group behind it, that doesn't have organization behind it, that doesn't have money behind it. And just the presence helps so much. You know, like there's easier things for them to attack on different fronts. And knowing that, you know, CCA is such a well-run organization because it's both the local level and the national level. And you know, Robbie, you had told us that, you know, so much that – California means so much to the nation in terms of CCA because so much of the, whether you call it anti-fishing stuff or land grab stuff or whatever you want to call it, kind of the negative towards fishermen and pro-environmental people, a lot of it starts out here. You know, we're the starting ground, so we get so much support from the national because they want to stop things before it continues to roll out to everybody else.
Yeah, because I think that's kind of the point from some of these groups that want to get something is as soon as they get their hands on it in one part, you know, their goal is to not stop there.
Sure.
You know, they want to take MLPAs and bring them across the globe, right? You know, and so it's like, whoa, like, you know, stop there. Let's figure this thing out.
Yeah.
You know, like,
because there is a way of conserving it and protecting it, but with the use of the entire community.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right. And not just shutting it down and no more urchin diving, no more catch and release. I mean, there are simple ways to do it that are inclusive.
Yeah, yeah. And even with, like, the new one, the 30-30, the AB 30-30, that was, you know, 30% closure for the ocean and 30% closure for the land. You know, they already had 16%.
Right.
Right. So they wanted an additional 14% of, like, marine life protected areas. And when the process, you know, kind of got started, right, we got on board. And I was maybe a month or two ago, and then we finally got word that no more MLPAs. There will not be any more.
Which is a huge.
It's a huge victory.
It's a giant win, yeah.
Huge, huge victory. So, you know, it's things like that. It's the 365-day license, right? Like even sardine, right? A lot of people don't know that the sardine fishery was basically going to be gone.
Shut down.
Shut down.
Yeah.
And CCA got behind it and was like, no, like, yeah, we harvest. We don't harvest. We catch a lot, and they're alive. We let 90% of those things go in the water. Maybe a couple of them get put on a hook. Like, we're just putting them right back in the water. So before you think we're decimating this fishery, like, let's look at the actual data here. And
totally.
Like, oh, okay. And so they got, you know, CCA was part of that, right? So can you imagine going out on one of these tuna trips and not having sardine? Like, good luck.
Or being the bait company and trying to only wrangle the anchovy. Like, there's... can I say it's near impossible, right?
Right.
And so the ocean has cycles, and, you know, you go back to Canneries Row, Monterey, and the lack of sardine. Well, we thought we fished them out. Are you kidding me? Like 20 boats fish out the entire. It was just a cycle.
Yeah.
And one or the other takes over. The anchovy is more abundant. the sardine or not. When the sardine are more abundant, the anchovy are
absolutely
not. So it's just a cycle, right?
Yep.
You know, we try to dictate a lot of that on what the snapshot of the ocean currently, but not realizing in 5 years ago it was different than it will be in 5 years from today.
Totally. No, absolutely.
Yeah. So it's awesome to have Shed behind it, and, you know, Wayne watching what's going on in Sacramento, and Chris, and just yourself and the whole team. Like, it's such a small amount of money that Rick and I could donate as listeners
totally
to the show, right? I mean, it's super simple.
Yeah, yeah. There's definitely, you know, we would love membership, but there's also, like, a monthly donation that you can go on to, you know, cccalifornia.org, and you can put your credit card
sign down, your debit card up for whatever. $10 a month. $5 a month.
Yeah, whatever it might
50
be.
$50 a
right?
month, whatever so, you can afford.
But if you think about that, right, if you had, if you could afford $5, but if we got 10,000 people giving away $5, now we're talking serious money,
mm-hmm,
right? And what's $5 to anybody these days, right? So, you know, I suggest everybody that's listening to, you know, get on the website. One, become a, if you're not a member, become a member, because we do, we do fight. We do win wars. We want to make sure our fishery is here for down the road. But then that $5 a month deal, that just helps us even more to when, you know, the next big thing comes up. Right.
Right? If you whatever
have,
it is.
If you don't have the resources, you're, you know, just kiss it goodbye.
And with all that being said, Robbie, let me take a step back. And myself as a customer, I love the AFCO stuff. I purchase AFCO because the company gives back to everything that we've just talked about. You're purchasing a piece of clothing or the gloves or whatever it be, and a portion of that is going back to everything we just talked about.
No, absolutely. Absolutely.
Hey, I had a fun text come through. It says, great show, gentlemen. Big what's up to Robbie. And he says, the spike and wire is definitely the way for longer life for your fish. The bonita that you see at most sushi bars have been smoked, and bonita is also used as a seafood broth, like in miso soups. I'm here for you at any CCA event. We cut 134 pounds at Apps and Taps, and that's from our good buddy Jeff Roberto.
Nice.
From Sushi on a Roll. And you want to talk about a guy that knows a little bit about about fish and sushi and preparation? Jeff's the man.
But I think that bonito being smoked and being into shavings is because the shelf life is so short, right? That's the way that they use it. But us on our own boat catching it, try it, man. Your mind will be blown.
No doubt about it.
For something that's underrated.
And a killer, killer poke bowl.
Oh.
Like, you take good care of bonita. Like, it is, yeah, it is awesome.
You're killing me.
Well, the phones are packed up, Corey. Let's keep rolling.
Let's do it. How about Tom? Tom Cullen from Temecula. Good morning, Tom.
Morning, guys. Morning, Robbie.
Morning.
Question concerning hooks, treble hooks and single hooks. When can you put that on a dart jig, a single hook, as opposed to a treble? And does it really affect the action that much?
So I would say if the dart jig comes with a single hook on it already, it's designed probably to swim with that single hook. If it has a treble hook on it and then you switch it over to a single hook, normally it doesn't affect the swimming action all that much, because it's just the weight of it is totally fine. You know, when to use one over the other, to be honest, I'm a big fan of the treble hook.
Mm-hmm.
And I like it. I don't fish a whole lot of single hooks on my baits. When I get my bite, I want to make sure one of those three hooks gets them.
I can tell you, for somebody that's tried to replace them with single hooks, as much as you try to get it to work, for me, it just doesn't function right.
Mm-hmm.
It, like, I hooked big yellows at Cedros, 30, 40 pounders, and they would just tool you. They'd get you down in the junk. Instantly, they come off.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's just, why? Why? Like, why did I do this?
Right.
You know? And
treble hooks today are just different than what the offerings were years past. You know, there weren't lots of options of 3X and 4X and 5 extra strong wires and big barbs and things like that. You know, I mean, treble hooks always had the moniker of, like, well, it's just not good for big fish. They bend out, they pull out, they rip, and it's just different. You know, we have such better hardware available these days. And I'm with you. I'm a treble hook guy. I like the way the lure falls better with the treble hook than it does with the single. But like you said, I mean, if a lure was designed one way, you know, for a guy that designs lures, that's a really good call.
Yeah.
All right, let's jump right back into it, Corey.
Let's do it. How about Greg? Greg Cullen from, is that Ensenada?
Yeah, what's
all
up,
right.
Greg?
Hey, Greg, good morning.
Yo, Greg. Looks like we might have lost Greg there, so how about we jump back into the text. This one is from Gil in Menifee. Says, good morning, gentlemen. I have a question for Robbie. Do you think APCO will ever have a day at the lots again? And then also, what is the maximum line rating if I'm going to use an APCO lightweight roller guide as opposed to the traditional heavy duties?
Yeah, from the parking lot sales side, no, that's something that I don't believe we're going to do. They've just gotten really good with the supply chain side to where they don't have the influx of all the discontinued items. And then if we do, and another great thing with APCO, with Bill, is he donates tons of that stuff to charities.
Of course he does.
Yeah, right?
Yeah, I mean, if it wasn't just another cool layer, right?
Right. Yeah, that's so funny.
Yeah, and then what was the second question?
A maximum line weight for APCO lightweight rollers.
Oh, so I like 30-pound, mm-hmm. I would say, is probably about the right size. You know, a lot of guys talk, you know, Spectra's the big thing, right? Mm-hmm. And I fish, a lot of my rods have, you know, I use the lightweight rollers, and I'm using, you know, 65-pound, you know, braid.
Right.
And, you know, no problem at all.
Mm-hmm.
So, but I would say anything above that, you know, if you could go to, like, the HD style.
We were talking about light tackle marlin trolling before the show started. Still not a better product than the APCO lightweight roller guide.
That's the best.
And when you hook a big fish and it's ripping line off, it's the coolest noise in the entire world. You know, hearing line rip off those APCO rollers, it's the best, man.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And again, that product still available through the website, custom rod shops, all that kind of stuff.
Yep.
Yeah, I mean, we don't do, again, because everything lately has been big bluefin, emphasis on heavy line, we have just done less light line, at least in fishermen's, like, we've done less of that light line stuff. But building, you know, light tackle, marlin trollers, things like that, there's nothing better.
Nothing.
It's the one for sure. Hey, appreciate the phone call very much.
All right. Hey, we're going to be right back. We're going to find out who's won this lure package from APCO when we return on the Let's Talk Hookup app, the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio.
The name that stands out among anglers is Fisherman's Landing, your top choice in local and long-range fishing. Hi, this is Doug Kern. Our hardworking crew will make sure your fishing experience is one to remember. We offer the finest open party trips from 1 to 3 days, the best charter boats available, and, of course, our world-renowned long-range fleet is second to none. Fisherman's Landing is a full-service operation offering great half-day trips on the Dolphin and full-day open party trips on the spacious and comfortable Liberty. Since we introduced the full-day trips at Fisherman's Landing, the 85-foot Liberty has become a favorite among full-day operations with bunks for your comfort, huge bait capacity, and RSW fish holds to keep your catch fresh. Plus, Liberty has a big modern galley and 2 interior heads with showers. All our open party trips from half-day, full, or 1 to 3 day trips can easily be booked online at fishermanslanding.com or give us a call at 619-221-8500. I'll see you at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego.
Cass Tours is a family-owned and operated travel company that specializes in taking you to great fishing destinations. They take pride in providing the best and most affordable vacation packages available. Cass Tours has been creating unique sport fishing and vacation trips for decades. Whether it's a fishing trip or a family vacation, they will provide you the service and value you deserve. Call Cass Tours at 800-593-6510 or check CassTours.com.
Fillet knives shouldn't be disposable. Introducing APCO fillet knives that are built to last. Designed in collaboration with Boker Germany, APCO knives feature 4116 German stainless steel bonded with titanium nitride to ensure optimum corrosion resistance and exceptional edge retention. A non-slip TPR handle maintains a firm grip when processing game fish. Premium in every sense, APCO fillet knives are available in multiple length options to provide the right tool that gets the job done season after season. Fillet knives from APCO. Any fish, any water.
When it comes to fishing rods for saltwater, there's just one name you need to know, Calstar. Take, for example, the Graphiter series. It's a true graphite and fiberglass composite rod, the finest that's ever been built. And for anglers seeking traditional performance, durability, and quality at an affordable price, the Calstar West Coast series of rods and blanks are the ones for you. Their master craftsmen bring decades of rod building experience to every rod they make. So if you want your fishing rods to be truly state-of-the-art, I always recommend Calstar at fine tackle stores everywhere.
Hookup!
Hey, welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. We're going to have Robbie flip the coin, see if it's going to a caller or texter.
So the APCO Tackle and Lure package.
Going to a caller.
Yeah, congratulations. Rich.
In Camarillo.
You got it, buddy.
Congratulations.
Rich, congrats. You're going to get a full APCO lure package from APCO and some psychofluorocarbon as well. Robbie, can't begin to thank you enough for all the time. And, man, it's hard to get you away. You are a very busy schedule, and we really appreciate you coming in and hanging with us. So much that we covered today with all the new lures, all the new baits, ICAST coming up, clothing. If somebody wants to keep in touch with the new lures and then all the other stuff, what are the best avenues to pursue that at?
The best is just our website, www.afco.com, and it's all right there.
You can explore it all.
Explore it all. Lures, all the clothing, all the tackle, the bags. We didn't get into bags, and we got a
right?
lot of bags.
Totally.
So, yeah, go check it out.
And you talked about it a little bit, but it is the truth, and that's something that I respect a lot from the retail standpoint of things is if you really want to get your hands on those new lures and it's not in your shop, talk to those guys. Like, a huge part of how we add new products into Fisherman's Landing Tackle is from our customers telling us. Like, we get hit up every single day by somebody else who has the newest, latest, and greatest lure, and they probably all right. And usually our stock answer is, when our customers are coming in saying, like, hey, man, I want this new thing. Like, that has the heaviest weight of anything for adding new product. And, you're right. If your local shop doesn't have something you're wanting, then go talk to them about
Absolutely.
It.
Absolutely. Thank you.
Yeah, for sure. And, again, CCA event coming up for Bill Shedd. That was August the 3rd?
August 3rd.
Okay. And we get tickets through the CCA website for that?
Yes, you do.
Awesome. Cool. Well, a great job. And, again, really appreciate it. And we'll look forward to what's to come. We'll look forward to ICAST releases. And we'll look forward to seeing August 3rd and all the great stuff going on with your new South L.A. chapter
Thank
of CCA.
You.
Awesome. Well, hey, and we appreciate you. Another great couple of shows coming for you next weekend. Next Saturday, Doug Kern from Fisherman's Landing Tackle, the tackle guru. And then next Sunday, Captain Brian Woolley from Dana War Sport Fishing. Going to be a couple of great shows. Big thanks to Adam for keeping us going on the app. And a big thanks to JP and Christian for keeping us going on the boards. We'll look forward to talking to you next week. It's Let's Talk Hookup, Southern California Sport Fishing Voice on the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio and the Let's Talk Hookup app.